magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, March 25th, 2019. Woo, I'm excited. It's Memorization Monday, and I have a dear, dear, dear friend in the studio. I can't wait to introduce him or maybe reintroduce him. He's been probably interviewed 2, 3, 5 times over the years, a number of times, and people always love to hear some of his insights and some of his ideas on how to share your faith, how to get to know your neighbor and share the love of Jesus with them, kind of a lifestyle evangelism and yet also bedded in Scripture and an understanding how to reach out to them and touch them where they're at, how to befriend them and how to model the love of Christ, how they have that fragrance of Christ on you so it piques their interest why you're different. And so we'll introduce him in just a minute, but it's been great getting caught up with him. We've been telling some stories and testimonies, and you're going to be in for a blessing. So please stay with us for the next 20 or so minutes as I think God's going to make this become a divine appointment, something where you're going to learn and find points of application in your own life. And at the very least, you'll learn the verse that we're working on as a team this week.
Oh, yeah.
It's Romans 6:23. Now, it begins with kind of the hard news, but you need to know the hard news so you can welcome the great news, the good news, the gospel news. But Romans 6:23 is, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." So that'll be the verse we'll be talking about and reading about in just a few minutes, but a great verse. It's kind of the balance. The wages of sin. The reality is, because of sin, there is death. But, that's one of those great words in the Bible, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so we're going to talk about that redemptive plan that God has laid out. So it's going to be an exciting program, so stay with us. But I want to highlight this weekend, Marianne.
Yeah?
We've been talking about all the different activities and the ministry work we've been putting together to see what God's going to do through these events. And so
it's getting to be a long list.
Yeah, this Saturday there's actually 3 different events, but let me quickly highlight them. Because one, the Great News Radio Children's Choir is going to be singing, and so it's kind of fun to see how God is using this children's choir. So there's an affiliation with the University of Illinois through this.
I have to say something. I heard the children in the children's choir liked your dog.
Oh, yeah. they require him to show up every Thursday
night now.
Yeah, last week I had a couple little videos that I was taking. I think it was 8 little girls all hugging him at the same time.
I bet he enjoyed
And he's
that.
Licking their faces,
oh.
And they're like, they thought that was fine, you know.
Such a sweetheart of
a
dog.
Yeah, he was doing all the doggy tricks. I think he gained about a pound.
Because they all gave him treats.
I had to keep putting the treat on his nose, and they wanted to see that again.
No wonder you like that situation.
So, and then every once in a while, they'd all pile on him almost, and so he would come around the studio. I was sitting here in the studio and watching them all, and he was like, "Daddy, rescue me." Anyways, it was a lot of fun. So
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
That's happening this Saturday, 11:45 at the I Hotel. The children will be singing, I think, 4 or 5 different songs. I know Dee Chesser and Tina have been working with all the children, and so they'll have one more rehearsal this Thursday and then this Saturday. They'll be singing at 11:45. The event is called the Youth Literature Festival, and so a lot of different activities and games and readings, and you'll meet the authors, and it's a great event at the I Hotel. It's free. The event itself is from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. I Hotel, but the children sing at 11:45. So that's coming up this Saturday. Also, the train show here at Lincoln Square, so the model trains will be here. They'll be here on Saturday and Sunday. And then the Disability Expo at Vineyard Church is also this Saturday. So
it's a big weekend.
You can pack that all in. And then a week from this Sunday on April 7th, Huntley Brown's coming to town. A number of people have purchased the VIP up close reserved seating. And all of them have said, we saw him last year or two years ago. So if you've seen Huntley Brown, you know what blessing is in store for you. And so we're excited for that on April 7th, the Singing Men of GNN will be joining that occasion, so there'll be a lot of great worship. There'll be a free will offering, general open seating for those of you that don't want to pay the $25 in advance for the reserve seating and that special meet and greet at 6 p.m. But the concert starts at 7 p.m., and you can learn more at our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. And then one other update, Wednesday, April 10th, it's just a couple weeks away, but we're already about halfway filled on the D.C. trip, our trip to Washington, D.C. It's all the way in October, but we feel we'll fill up our motor coach, our deluxe motor coach, in the next couple weeks. So if you're interested in learning more about the trip, come to our gathering here at the Great News Radio Center on April 10th at 6:30. There'll be some desserts, but your questions can be answered on how it all works. It's 6 days, 5 overnights in some nice hotels, so it includes like 17 meals and all the other expenses of the motor coach and the tour guide and the fees associated with where we'll go and all that. It'll include the Museum of the Bible and some of the obviously highlights you'd want to be visiting in Washington, D.C., the Lincoln Memorial, the White House, and a lot of other museums. So
you don't have to be fully committed to going come to the meeting.
Yeah, just come, no obligation,
just
no pressure. Yeah, I know we're going to fill this trip up. If you just want to come and learn more,
I'm sure of it.
That'll be happening on Wednesday, April 10th. And if you're already even scheduled to go, you might want to come and visit the other people that will be going.
I was wondering that.
Have other questions answered. So I'm excited about that trip. Initially, I was just going to coordinate all the details and work it all through and keep people updated, but I wasn't going to go. And then Chris, when she pitched it a few weeks ago at a gathering, I was like, you know, that sounds really interesting.
Well,
all the things she's going to do and cover, and she's been there 31 other times, so she knows how to pull it all together. And then my brother Stu out in Arizona says, hey, are you going to go? This sounds really good. And I'm like, oh, really? You're thinking of going? He goes, yeah, Trista and I, his wife, my Sil, we talked about that last week, my sister-in-law. And so then I talked with Holly, and we prayed it up, tried to figure out we could budget it and everything. And she said, you know, it'd be great to take Esther, too. So all five of us are going to be going
Well,
together.
I was here when you left to go to the first meeting to find out about it. And you were like, yeah, it's interesting. I don't know. You were kind of, you came back. Yeah, it's more than I thought. This is exciting.
So it's going to be a great trip. It's happening in October. But to find out more, you can go to our website, greatnewsradio.org. There's a little sign-up form for more information, and then it our proposed itinerary that we're still working through, so you can see some of the highlights. Or if you want your questions answered, just come and visit with us on Wednesday, April 10th. Okay, enough of the announcements. This dear friend that's in the studio here, his name is Tom Richardson. Do you go by Reverend Tom Richardson, free agent for Jesus Richardson, lover of the Lord Jesus Christ Tom Richardson, or married to the beloved Diane Richardson?
That's probably what I should go by.
Tom, I've known for many years. Did we meet originally on the racquetball court, or was it through Promise Keeper gatherings or men's prayer gatherings? Or
I think we met through racquetball when you beat me for the first time of about 200 times.
I think that's some of the initial interviews that we had. We talked about these racquetball players that we were praying for. And Tom...
I still do.
Yeah. And with Tom, what we did is we ended up at ARC. Formerly was called IMPE, but the ARC location is where we hosted Bible studies for the racquetball players. We did that for...
We didn't call it a Bible study, though. We just called it a discussion group.
Yeah, discussion group, because many of those that attended were either atheists or agnostics or people that just had no faith journey started and were inquisitive. And that's where I learned initially, this is maybe going back almost 30 years ago, the key way of reaching people for Christ through, if you will, lifestyle evangelism.
Just I love that phrase, by the way.
By being interested in them. And I learned through Tom, how many times are you asking them questions about their family, about their work? You know, you don't have to give them Bible verses and turn or burn or go right into, you know, the Bible says you develop a relationship. You talk to them about their life.
You don't have to dump the whole salt shaker into the thing. Just be the salt that seasons.
So I know today we're going to talk maybe a little bit about developing a personal strategy. But before we do that, we had the opportunity, it's the first time you met Marianne, but you shared a little of your testimony and story. And so we're going to come back after this reading and hear a little bit about how you met Diane, your beloved wife, and the key way God took this engineer that was kind of focused on developing your skills, being a good engineer, making some money, laying out your life as an engineer, and turn that all into this ministry work that you've now been doing for, what, almost 40 years? 50, how many years?
45.
Yeah, you're 73, 72. 70,
don't make it worse than
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Let's announce that.
Okay. So,
but that's the advantage of being fat. I don't wrinkle.
Well, today our verse is Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so we, as typically on Monday, we open up our 100 Bible verses everyone should know by heart, and we'll turn to two pages that Robert J. Morgan has authored and written to help us know a little more about this verse and to give us tips on how we can utilize it and memorize it and have it as a part of our heart and mind.
Okay, we're still in the section, The Roman Road, Plan of Salvation. And this is our sixth verse, Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. With the possible exception of John 3:16, no other text in Scripture better sums up all 66 books and 31,000 verses of the Bible. This is the ultimate Reader's Digest version of God's Word. Notice the way the verse is balanced between its two clauses. Wow. Wish Rob was here to hear me read that. It's two clauses. That's an English grammar thing. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. If we pull out the primary words of Romans 6:23 and place them side by side, we can see its logic and contrasting argument.
Now, Tommy, you liken this as a former engineer. You know how they're engineering these words and laying them side by side and making the comparisons.
It's awesome.
Yeah, so we have the contrast between wages and gift, sin and God, death and eternal life. Wages is a word we see in our newspaper every day. It's what we get for what we do. The Bible says that we're all employed by sin, and the result or the payback is physical, spiritual, and eternal death. In contrast to that, God wants to give us a gift, which is everlasting life. It's a gift that only comes wrapped in one package, Jesus Christ our Lord. Think of a great canyon. We're on one side in a state of sin and death. God is on the other side with the gift of eternal life. The cross of Jesus Christ is the only bridge that spans the chasm. As 1 Timothy 2:5 says in the Living Bible, God is on one side and all the people on the other side, and Christ Jesus, himself a man, is between them to bring them together. Here's a little inset that the author's written. When I preach, I sometimes turn to various passages, moving from one to the other in logical order. Using a pencil, I'll jot the next reference beside the prior one. In that way, if I forget which verse comes next, I have a reminder. We can do the same with the Roman road. Besides Romans 3:23, pencil in the margin 6:23. Beside 6:23, pencil in 5:8. Beside that verse, put 9:9-10. If you do this in a small pocket-sized New Testament that you carry with you, you'll always be ready to lead someone to the facts they need to find eternal life in Jesus Christ. Now, memory tip. Write the references of the Roman road in the front of your Bible. Repeat the verses frequently. Practice them on a buddy, and then ask God to bring someone across your path with whom you can share this simple, effective route to salvation in Christ. The Roman road. Romans 3:23. Romans 6:23, Romans 5:8, Romans 10:9 through 10 and 13. And then here's a quote in this section. The Roman road. This is one of the most effective presentations for people who've heard the message but need to see it in black and white, right out of the pages of the Bible. It's based on verses in the book of Romans. I'd suggest highlighting these in your Bible so that they're easy to find and show to others. Bill Hybels.
Last week we did discuss Romans 3:23. This week it's Romans 6:23. And a little tip, this is my way of memorizing these three. We see the 2:3, Romans 3:23, Romans 6:23. What's the next number after 2:3?
Four. I knew that.
For all have sinned. And then Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin.
Yeah, that's
so
good, Mark.
I always, when I see those two, yeah, that was
that's
my
good.
Own. That's
okay.
My own freebie. No charge anyone.
I like
just
that.
Just say Romans 3:23. What's the next number?
Four.
So it begins with, for all have sinned. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin.
That's
so
really good.
That's my little tip when I tried to memorize those two. So Tom, he shares, the author of this book, you know, this Romans road. I don't know if you've used that, but I know oftentimes you've modeled loving people is a great inroad to evangelism because you're showing care, compassion, concern. You're interested in them. Yes, you're interested in their spiritual welfare, but you're interested in them as human beings, regardless of whether they make a decision then or 5 years down the road. You have learned that because God loves you, maybe that John 3:16, because God has loved you, you're extending that love. So take us through a little of how you witness, if we can fit in some of that testimony, but you connected with God's love some years ago so that you can extend it to others, right?
That's true. Well, I was very fortunate to grow up in a Christian family. There's nothing about my parents' life that was hypocritical, so I had a strong example. I didn't always appreciate it. You know, my mom knew that. But she told me later that when I was young, she said, I could never talk to you, but I could pray for you and you were helpless.
Put you in God's arms or
yeah,
hands.
Yeah, that's right. But this verse really sums up the thing. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. And that message has to be clear and it has to be communicated. But oftentimes when talking with someone, I'll start with the point of asking them, would you like to have a relationship with the God who loves you? Because one of the hassles that you and I, Marianne, deal with is the whole context of their mind about what they think of what a Christian is, what they're like, what they believe. And certainly in our society right now, it's getting worse and worse in terms of the truth and what people believe about us. But the whole thing of, would you like to have a relationship with the God who loves you? Most people will respond to that. Now, we both know that no one comes to the Father unless the Holy Spirit draws them. You know, that's the only way to get there. But we also know the Lord's at work wanting to draw people to himself, so it's not like we have to talk God into it. But the context of the question, would you like to have a relationship? You know, but let me explain the barrier you face to that relationship, that we've all fallen short of God's standard, and we may not have even consciously done it, but we did it. So now we got to deal with it. So the thing of the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, you know, you receive a gift. You don't earn it. You don't work for it. You just receive it. So to deal with the consequences of the separation we all experience, me, you, and everybody else, is we have to go back and say, okay, I'm guilty, but I do sincerely ask your forgiveness. And one of the awesome parts of God's character is when we sincerely ask, he responds and just takes it all out. And that's awesome. And then to receive Christ, because receiving is important, because the whole thing of a spiritual birth, so many times people go, I believe what you say, but I can't live it.
Yeah.
And I go, well, you don't have to try to live it. You receive Christ, and it's in his strength. I said, I can't live it either. I said, if I didn't have his spirit living in me, I'd mess up within a few seconds. But when we receive Christ and experience that birth in his presence, because we have to give people the hope you can do this, not because of who you are, but because of who he is.
That's good. I love that part about receiving. I've never heard anybody quite say that in this context. I like that. The gift, you have to receive it too.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit, you have to receive it.
Yeah, it's an invitation on our part. That's our responsibility.
Yeah.
As much as the Lord loves us, he doesn't impose on us.
And it's true too, what the wages, that's earned.
Yes.
The
right.
Gift is not.
Yeah, you can't earn it. Yeah, I can't earn his love. I can't earn his salvation. It's just who he is. It's his character. You know, he's brokenhearted over the fact that we sinned and we're separated from him. I mean, look what Jesus went through.
That's
incredible. and it's beyond the comprehension of any of us, but yet he gave us this gift, and it's awesome.
Well, you've been just so fortunate. We were talking before the program. You have led so many people to Jesus. You've been very fortunate to be able to do that.
Yeah, I love it. It charges my batteries.
Yeah, I was going to say, it probably strengthens your own faith to see God reaching out and extending love and people connecting with that love and feeling that redemptive message. They're new in Christ, that their sins are forgiven, that they have eternal life in store for them, and yet they can live in the present knowing that God cares for them, will order their steps, that they can read his word, if you will, God's love letter, his instruction manual for them, how to live a fruitful life, how to be a servant of his. That's exciting. I'm just thinking, Marianne, I know next week we're going to be looking at Romans 5:8, and there's so much more to Tom's story and meeting Diane.
Yeah.
And they're somewhat similar. So, Tom, I don't know if we can have you back next week, but we would love to schedule you to come in and talk about Romans 5:8 and some more tips and lifestyle evangelism. But in our closing, I don't know if you can do this, summarize our closing minute. There's somebody driving along today that doesn't know the love of God. What we're sharing is maybe foreign to them. I think we can all grasp that we're sinners, that we fall short. I don't think there's anyone that thinks they're perfect. But how does that person that's skeptical about God's love, or just it's such a foreign concept to them, what would you say to that individual that's kind of perplexed by our conversation?
Well, first of all, I'd probably encourage them to set aside all of their exposures they've had to people who claim to be Christian and maybe that weren't, because it just creates misconceptions. And come back to the basic message. And the basic message is this, that God created us and he loves us. And he created us to have a relationship with us. But we broke that because of the free will he gave us and the decisions we made, because he can't compromise. But he wasn't content to be separated from us. And that's why Jesus came to live among us, to show us how to live. And then he died to pay the penalty that we owed for our behavior. Then he conquered it by his resurrection. And then he went back to heaven, and God came to us by his Holy Spirit. And he said, if you'll believe this message of truth and ask my forgiveness and invite Christ into your life, he said, I'll give you a spiritual birth. And in the same way we have a physical birthday, we have a spiritual birthday. And the relationship's established, and it grows, and nobody starts the relationship with all their questions answered, but we grow and we learn, and it's the most incredible thing in life.
Tom, you just preached the gospel.
Yes. And if there's somebody that there's a stirring in your heart, or maybe something's welling up inside of you, you're getting it, or you're wanting to know more, Tom's available. He'd love to share. I, good Bible-believing church, a pastor, would love to walk you through the fact that God does, in fact, love you. It's a clear truth that you can trust and hold on to. He loves you very much.
I think our lives have proven that. All three of us have had that relationship for years, and it's just awesome.
Yeah, awesome.
Praise God.
Start that relationship with Father God, who delights and loves you and created you. You're not here by chance or by circumstance.
That's right.
He designed you just as you are. Well, it's an encouraging verse for us all. It's Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Tom Richardson with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.